Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Part 4, Saving for Hajj. When one hears of the preparation made by Southeast Asian Hujjaj, Tabung Haji is one of the first concepts that come to mind. So what exactly is Tabung Haji? Tabung Haji, or Lembaga Tabung Haji, is the Malaysian Hajj Pilgrims Fund Board. It was formerly known as Lembaga Urusan dan Tabung Haji, LUTH. The main headquarters is located at Jalan Tun Razak, Kuala Lumpur. Tabung Haji facilitates savings for the pilgrimage to Mecca through investment in Sharia-compliant vehicles. In 1963, the Malaysian Parliament launched the Malaysian Pilgrims Management Fund as a response to unscrupulous operators who were targeting potential pilgrims, especially the poor, who may have saved for decades. The Tabung Haji Fund now has 5 million members, and at 23 billion Malaysian ringgits, it is the world's largest Islamic savings institution. It even bailed out large Malaysian corporations during financial crisis. In Singapore, the Ar-Rihla, RSA, is essentially a Sharia-compliant passbook savings account that is based on the Wadi'ah concept, which guarantees that customer savings are free from interests. In addition, any usage of funds from such accounts as a source of investment or financing will also be done by the bank in a Sharia-compliant manner. Like any ordinary savings accounts, the deposits are guaranteed up to 50,000 Singapore dollars under the Deposit Insurance Scheme in Singapore, and customers can withdraw any amount when the need arises. At the bank's discretion, customers may be rewarded with a bonus gift if they save the pre-agreed sum regularly. Customers can start saving from a low minimum of 50 Singapore dollars a month and for a period ranging from 12 months to 10 years. Mr. Muhammad Ismail Hussain, the head of Islamic Banking, Maybank Singapore, says, "It is estimated that every year between 7,000 and 8,500 Muslims go on either the Hajj or the Umrah pilgrimage, and year on year, the costs of making this trip is rising 3 to 5%. In Indonesia, a system similar to that of Malaysia's Tabung Haji is used, one of which is called the Mandiri Hajj Saving Fund, linked to the Religious Affairs Department. In Muslim-majority countries such as Malaysia and Indonesia, Hajj investment schemes and funds are aplenty. In Japan, the main travel agency dealing with Hajj and Umrah presently, Mian International Travel, offers what's been advertised as easy Hajj installment packages, whereby aspiring Hujjaj pay a deposit of $1,200 for reservation and pay the remaining payments as over 8 months. $562 over 8 months equals $4,500 by the 1st of September, which would allow for them to go for the journey of a lifetime this year. In Brunei, Muslims save for the journey of a lifetime using Hajj Saver, a unique savings account aimed at assisting Muslims in fulfilling their ambitions of performing Hajj or Umrah. The depositor, Muwakkil, enters into a wakala agreement with the bank, who is the wakil, and deposits a certain amount of money to the bank to be utilized and invested in profitable Sharia-compliant transactions. Depositors will be offered the expected profit rate from the investments, and the bank will earn a wakala fee for the service rendered. Any amount that the bank earns in excess of the depositor's expected profit, after deducting the wakala fee, will be retained by the bank as incentive. The majority of the region's Muslims continue saving the old-fashioned way, the trusted way, putting away the odd note and pennies, hiding it under their mattresses or blankets, working a lifetime to save for the journey of a lifetime, doing extra jobs, sacrificing on a new bed, or stalling car or home investments until they fulfilled the fifth pillar of Islam. Many more sell their homes, jewelry, cars, motorbikes and farm animals so that they too can say, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik.
قد فارقوا الأوطان والأهل رغبة ولم تسنهم لذاتهم والتنعم تراهم على الرمضاء شعث رؤوسهم.